process initiated with Job Act 1, but not long be denied. In addition to Zeisel's own height of Jewish awareness, influences of his adopted homeland were at work, perhaps subconsciously. First is the fact of his transplanting. To refer once again to the statement prepared for Albert Goldberg, Zeisel writes, "I find that the events of my life and the consequent strife caused by my immigration to America had indeed a very deep effect on my work, but one which I feel has brought me the strongest possible artistic impulses rather than frustrations, to the point that I feel that I might never have written my best were it not for the great emotional strife of my uprooting." Second, America's size definitely contributed to Zeisel's creation of more extended compositions. It may have contributed to his abandonment of his favorite miniature form, the art song. Third, he sensed America's relative rawness. "Do not lose your charm and quality of tenderness, Mio, but warm." Zeisel did preserve these traits, but he reveals them less often in his American works. Fourth was the matter of opportunity. So many possibilities, so few results. Far from the optimism expressed in 1939, Zeisel wrote in 1950, "There is to be felt a definite restriction, not in quality, but in quantity of creative output, because of lesser opportunities as against the old world." The victim of countless broken promises, Zeisel had, as he put it, paid his dues in the new world. Fifth, there was America's role in world events. The Prayer of 1945, Zeisel's only independent American work for solo voice, incorporates biblical texts that express the composer's hope for the then-new United Nations. The dramatic ballet, Uranium 235, expresses his horror at the atomic bomb's potential for destruction. One of America's music, again to quote Zeisel, "As old as he may grow, the artist will usually be tapping the emotional resources of his memory of early childhood and youth for his creative work. They will forever be decisive factors in his work. I could not change this even if I wanted to. It would only mean that I was trying to create from the surface rather than the core of my memories. I state this frankly in the face of recent tendencies in this country in which America looks only for the image of her own features in art. America can find in my work not her own image mirrored, but you can find there strong medicines against the ills of fate, which I have learned to brew, and which she may need one day." The only Native American material I have located thus far is Polly Wally Doodle, which provides the theme for the third movement of the Sonata Barocca. Apparently, this tune was one of many sent by a publisher for arrangement in a four-hand version. We'll play just a page of it, show you how he harmonizes it.